Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hey, Cindy. I've just got a couple
Hi.
charges on my bank account, and your number shows up, and I'm trying to figure out what it might be from, if it's legitimate or if it's a, I'm wondering if somebody's doing something here. But you never know
Okay.
with Christmas around, people buy stuff, and can
I
you help me figure
understand.
that out?
Yes, hold on for one moment if you don't mind. And thanks for holding. And what is your first and last name, please?
My first name is Matt, and my last name is Skinner, Skinner.
Thank you.
And
We'll
on
move
this,
on that.
sure. On this charge, I was just going to say it shows up as Amazing Tech Store GAD.
Okay, that might just be for billing purposes. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, nothing came up in a Matt Skinner.
Anything under Skinner at all?
Well, I have several accounts in Skinner, but not Matt Skinner.
Well, how
I
about
have.
a Dell, D-E-L Skinner? Or,
okay,
no?
let's check under Dell. One moment.
D-E-L or D-E-L-F-I-N-A, one of those two.
Okay, no. Hold on for one moment.
What kind of things do you sell? Maybe that would help me.
Well, you reach customer service for like over 200 products that are sold online.
Would
Let's
it
see.
be
You were
industrial
built.
things, car parts?
No, facial cream, weight loss supplements. Can you provide me with the first six digits? Well, you know what, other than that, what about an email address?
Well, I'm going to guess that if this was bought, it was my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try. She's got so many email addresses.
Well, what's your wife's name?
D-E-L-F-I-N-A.
D-E-L-S like Sam, I-N-A?
F is in Frank.
D-E-L-F-I-N-A. Skinner. Okay.
See
yes,
if that
the
works
account.
For you.
It's in her name. And let's see. One moment.
Okay, so you've got some charges there then?
You reside at 619 East Sifford Street in Lake City, Iowa.
Okay, yep, that's us. Okay, what's that for so I can mark it on my ledger?
Okay, I'm just waiting for the system
Please.
To retrieve the rest of the order. One moment.
Yeah, I see that here. This confused me about a week ago, too, or a week or two ago. Same one.
System is still retrieving the order. One moment.
That's all right.
Okay, so it looks like she completed a sweepstakes and ordered a Cruset. I don't know what that is. And then it signed her up for a shopping discount membership. She receives a $125 gift voucher that goes to her email address, which allows her to shop online.
Okay. All right, how much was all that?
Let's see. The entry fee for the sweepstakes was $5.74, and then the shopping discount was $67.32. And then I can provide you with the order numbers. If you have to call in with additional questions, you can reference that number.
Well, is that it then? Is that all the charges?
Yes, but it is recurring. She would be billed the $67.32 monthly.
Oh, I bet you she doesn't know she did that. I'm going to go ask her about that because I bet you. That just does not sound like something she would sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe make sure she even did it. Maybe, who knows, maybe somebody got a hold of her card number.
I see.
Hey, Dell. Where's Dell? Oh, yeah, he's in there. They'll put him to sleep. Sorry about that. Hey, Dell. Did you sign up for some reoccurring charge for, what was it for again, $67?
$67.32. It started off with what's called a crusade.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
What this is? You there?
Yes, I'm here. So it looks like your wife paid $5.74 for entry fee for something called a crusette, C-R-E-U-S-E-T. And then it also, when she signed up for that, for the sweepstakes, it signed her up for a discount shopping membership where she's built.
No, I don't. No, I didn't.
Okay, you didn't complete the sweepstakes?
I think somebody got a hold of our card number. I'm going to have to.
Okay.
I'm going to have to cancel the card.
Hold on for one moment. Let's see. Now, the phone number on the account is different from what you're calling in from. I have 712-297-0578. And the
That's my phone number.
Okay. And the email address is daleskinner@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And was a receipt sent to that address?
Yeah. Well, not a receipt, but sweepstakes. It was done on the 18th of December at a $5.74 entry fee. Does any of that ring a bell?
I did something with Kohl's.
Oh, okay. Yes, so this is connected with Kohl's.
But there's no reoccurring charge.
What's it? You just paid your bill, right?
Well,
did you complete a sweepstakes or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'll transfer.
Well, how do we cancel it?
I could cancel out the account, and then I could transfer to the fraud department. The cancellation number for your records is going to be C for cancel, 263-470-092. And then I'll just ask if I can place you on a brief hold so I can make updates and then transfer you to the fraud department. One moment.
Yeah, I just barely got a pen, but
oh, I can repeat the number.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Okay.
I just gotta grab paper. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Get back here. What's the number?
It is C for cancel, 263-470-092.
Okay.
Okay, hold the line for one moment. One moment.
He didn't stay down long, did he? I meant to look in my watch to see what time he actually laid down.
One moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to be calling soon.
Okay, so I did make the updates on the account. One moment. And then I'm just waiting for the fraud department to be right with you. I'm just holding for the fraud department. One moment.
That's all right.
Okay, I'll transfer you now and thank you for calling customer care. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.